phenytoin-induced toxicity due to drug interactions. Phenytoin is effective against both partial and tonic-clonic seizures. It is said to act by limiting repetitive firing of action potentials evoked by sustained depolarization mediated by slowing the rate of recovery of voltage-activated sodium channels from inactivation. The optimal initial dose suggested for phenytoin is 3 to 4 mg per kilogram body weight per day, with the usual maintenance dose of 200 to 500 mg per day for an adult. Phenytoin is completely absorbed from upper intestine and is metabolized by liver. It undergoes enterohepatic recycling and is extracted in urine, either as free or conjugated form. It is widely distributed throughout the body and is extensively plasma protein bound, that is up to 90%. The toxic effects of phenytoin depend upon the route of administration, duration of exposure, and dosage. Toxic manifestations present as a syndrome comprising of cerebellar, vestibular, and ocular effects such as nystagmus, diplopia, slurred speech, and ataxia. Mental confusion and exacerbation of seizure frequency have also been noted. Overdose leads to hypotension, coma, and respiratory depression. The dosage adjustments of phenytoin are necessary to achieve adequate control of seizures along with monitoring of plasma concentration. This is because it follows saturation kinetics, such as the rate of elimination varies as a function of its concentration. The plasma half-life ranges from 6 to 24 hours at plasma concentration below 10 micrograms per milliliter, but increases with higher concentration. As a result, even with small increment in its dosage to attain the levels towards therapeutic range, plasma drug concentration may increase disproportionately, leading to toxicity. While several reports are available indicating adverse drug reactions to phenytoin, the following case illustrates how phenytoin toxicity is affected by its interaction with other drugs, especially in situations of polypharmacy. The case report. A 50-year-old woman was brought with a history of diabetes of 2 years' duration, treated with insulin. She was also reported to be on antihypertensive medication atenolol 50 mg once daily for 17 years and aspirin 75 mg once daily for prophylaxis of myocardial infarction. The patient gave history of periodic consumption of ibuprofen 200 mg and a combination of calcium carbonate and vitamin D3, that is Shelcal 500 mg, for her osteoarthritis of 20 years' duration. The patient was admitted with a provisional diagnosis of chronic renal failure as a result of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs abuse, that is NSAID, along with seizure disorder. Diagnosis of myoclonic jerks secondary to metabolic factors was made, and she was advised additional treatment with phenytoin 100 mg thrice daily along with clonazepam 0.5 mg once daily. As the patient had symptoms of peptic ulcer, she was prescribed pantoprazole 40 mg once daily. The patient was subsequently discharged a week later with the note to continue the above medications and was asked to come for a follow-up visit to the outpatient department after 15 days. However, the patient developed symptoms of inability to coordinate voluntary movements and excessive weakness 10 days after starting phenytoin for metabolic seizures along with pantoprazole for peptic ulcer. However, the patient sought admission 2 days later. A diagnosis of ataxia secondary to phenytoin toxicity was then made. Her hemoglobin was 10.2 grams per deciliter and hepatitis B surface antigen was negative. Serum sodium 128 milliequivalent per liter, potassium 3.9 milliequivalent per liter and chloride 97 milliequivalent per liter. Fasting blood sugar was 159 milligrams per deciliter and the serum phenytoin level was less than 40 micrograms per milliliter. The normal range is 10 to 20 micrograms per milliliter at the time of admission and less than 30 micrograms per milliliter 2 days after the admission. On the day of the admission, the patient was treated with amlodipine 2.5 mg once daily and combined vitamin B1, B6 and B12, that is Neurobion, 5,000 units intramuscularly. She also received hepatitis B, Shanwag 1 ml, IM and oral salt 5 to 6 grams per day in addition to previous treatment regimen for diabetes, hypertension and peptic ulcer. Hepatitis B vaccine was found to have been given as a part of protocol defined for the treatment of chronic kidney disease to prevent hepatitis infection during the course of dialysis, and oral salt to compensate for low sodium level, that is 125 milliequivalent per liter. Since her serum phenytoin level was high, the drug was withheld for 1 day and she was prescribed clonazepam 2 mg intravenously as needed if she had a seizure. After a 24-hour break, her blood sample was sent for estimation of phenytoin levels and was restarted on 100 mg of phenytoin once a day along with clonazepam 0.5 mg once daily. During her stay in the hospital, ataxia was reported to be less severe and her phenytoin level was 30 micrograms per milliliter 2 days after the admission. The discussion. In this patient, ataxia was identified to be secondary to phenytoin toxicity as a result of pharmacokinetic drug interactions, which may be due to multiple medications she received. Pantoprazole, an antipeptic ulcer agent, inhibits oxidative hepatic metabolism of phenytoin. It decreases its plasma clearance by 15% and increases its elimination half-life by 27%, resulting in high serum levels. Ibuprofen is an anti-inflammatory drug and when co-administered with phenytoin is known to inhibit hepatic metabolism of phenytoin and also displace phenytoin from albumin binding site, which may increase the levels of phenytoin. Amlodipine is a calcium channel blocker and phenytoin when co-administered is known to induce cytochrome P450-3A4 system and is reported to reduce bioavailability of calcium channel blockers. Salicylates can also affect the serum levels of phenytoin by increasing the plasma-free phenytoin fraction. Further, there's evidence for phenytoin-induced hypoglycemia and hypocalcemia, which deserves a careful consideration of using these drugs along with phenytoin, as she is a known diabetic. Also, the decrease in serum calcium concentration to hypocalcemic values along with significant reduction in 25-hydroxycholecalciferol concentration and increase in alkaline phosphatase by phenytoin may worsen osteoarthritis. Suggestions for safer medications. In the present patient, an H2, that is histamine receptor blocking agent, can be substituted to treat peptic ulcer in place of pantoprazole. The NSAIDs such as aspirin and ibuprofen may be avoided or given as and when required because they have a tendency to produce gastrointestinal damage, bleeding and interactions altering blood phenytoin levels. As the patient was already receiving atenolol for blood pressure control, the use of calcium channel blocker should be reassessed. Conclusions. Thus, the increased serum levels of phenytoin in this patient appear to be due to drug-drug interactions and clinicians should pay special attention to the usage of drugs such as pantoprazole, NSAIDs and calcium channel blockers when a patient is receiving phenytoin for seizure disorder.